Wesley with Martin Bester.
Ek was so in en uit in die Kaap gewees, letterlik vir 24 uur.
Ja, vertel vir ons daarvan.
I think the feeling in my chest, going from this, from cold and dry to right. hot and humid and then rainy again.
Oh, of course.
An insane week for me.
Yeah.
Incredibly gratifying, but I'm feeling it. I'm not going to lie. It was four different towns or stages, concerts within a week. Incredible. Ending in Cape Town. Very, very nice arena. First time I've been there. Grand West.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
In the casino there. Very like a arena. Bye-bye, cool.
Big arena.
It reminds me a lot of the one here in Pretoria.
It does.
And, but the crowd. Phew.
Lekker.
Mense kan maar sê van die Kaapse crowds with the Laval. It's amazing. Well,
okay.
I'll say this. Jamie Fine's audiences, yeah. her fans are incredible to play to.
Right.
Because that's what we did.
Yeah.
Incredible audiences to play to. Lots of love. Baie verskillend, bijvoorbeeld van... Kimberly was die lekker ding van die tour geweest. Kind of, you know, different crowds, different places.
Mm. Vibe, yeah.
All getting together for music. And it was, yeah, but I must say, the Cape Town crowd on Saturday was special.
Nice.
Lekker.
Very, very, very special. The little smash and grab attempt on the way in. Ach! Not so special.
I'm sorry, that's not a euphemism. There was literally an attempt to smash and grab.
I sense that Cape Town has a lot of problems going from there towards the airport and on.
Yes.
Towards Somerset West. It just seems to be like a free-for-all. And the reason I'm saying it is because the last time on the way to airport or the airport, I watched someone else actually being smashed and grabbed on the freeway, because those freeways, they're busy.
So busy.
The car stopped.
Yeah. But fortunately for us, though, being from Gauteng, knew Vanna, who was driving, never ever stop on another car's...
like on the tail.
Bumper.
Yeah. Yes, you must leave a gap.
Always leave a gap.
Yeah.
And always lock your doors.
Yes.
And be as vigilant as you can be.
Yeah.
So when they came running up to the window, shouted, took the car forward, they also saw Walla on the back, who's...
Yeah.
Quite an imposing tall gentleman.
9 foot 100.
Sure.
Yeah. So that may also have, kind of stalled or postponed the actual action.
Do you think they realize you're from the airport? Because, I mean,
that
does put a bit of a target.
We were in a tiny, tiny car. So I don't know. I don't know if that makes it an easier target.
Yeah. I think they watched the people from the airport.
They were definitely surprised to see three men in the car. And two of the men... you know, big guys.
Mm.
I don't know if that made a difference. It doesn't. It's a small comfort. I wouldn't take it as a comfort.
Yeah.
But maybe. Sure. You never know. But the bottom line is, whether it's Cape Town, Joburg, Pretoria, okay, stop and you verkeer.
Yeah.
Los for yourself, die harpen.
Uh-huh.
And look around. Unfortunate thing is, they know that you're going to be on GPS, probably.
Yeah. You know what? When you are moving, you don't have to be, and I mean, you obviously have to be vigilant, but you don't have to be as vigilant as somebody coming up next to your car. But when you have stopped your car at a robot, any of that kind of stuff, check your blind spots as well. Because I was in an attempted smash and grab just here on the N1 a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And once again, it's because I was so vigilant, I saw them out of the corner of my eye and I was like, hey, what is happening here?
Yeah.
So when you are stationary.
It's dark. It was kind of a sus net na skemer.
Okay.
And most places around South Africa these days, I mean, you know, some places are well lit.
Yeah.
Most places are not.
No.
No, you're literally in a cave.
You know?
No.
Yeah. It's they don't make it easy for us.
No.
And I also don't know what a possible solution is. What? Military at every single traffic light? Military along major routes to airports? I heard a rumor, I think it's just a rumor, that they might want to move the airport in Cape Town, and I get it. Because it just seems to be a mess.
Yeah, that into just the traffic, the volume.
It is. I don't know. Good luck. Good luck with that. Anyway, Grand West, lekker. Jamie Fine tour, amazing. Jamie Fine herself, the most... generous, kindest, amazing artist I have ever dealt with in my life. What a pleasure to be on tour with her. She called me up every time for that big final song of hers. I hope I didn't ruin it for anyone. It was just a kind of generous thing to do. Seriously, she's just amazing. And I hope that they enjoyed the rest of the time in Cape Town. Yeah. A bit of time off her and the band and the entourage, hitting a wine farm that I arranged in Stellenbosch. Couldn't stay for that.
Nice.
And I saw a beautiful picture of them, Camps Bay Beach. I'm so happy for them.
Are you going to join them in Canada?
I would love to. Oh. I would love to. I got a video in from her this morning saying that I'm now stuck with her when she comes back. Great. It's going to happen again. I'm like, forever and ever. Talking about proposals.
Yes.
Yes.
So just quickly, I was thinking that when you go to Canada, you obviously need someone to help carry
entourage.
Your things.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. Done deal.
You're with your online family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.